The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
Welcome back to another edition of the Randomness Podcast.
Is that three in a week?
I think it's a special Friday edition.
Three in a week?
I know. What's Friday? Is Friday like... the last
it's
day?
Memorial Day.
Is it? I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know days.
So yeah, we're cranking these out for you guys, for the dummies, the army of dummies.
Yeah.
We need to build the army in 2021.
Yeah, we do. The army's coming.
We're recruiting. So go down to your local army recruiters and ask them to be
part of it. I'm a dummy. I want to join. I'm a dummy.
Maybe not. You can try it.
Maybe don't do that.
So we're going to crank out yet another one.
Yep. So like, subscribe, send it, do all the bullshit.
Hit all the buttons and do all the things. Comment on your favorite episode of the year.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. If it's this one and it's the only one you've watched, that's cool too.
That would be all right. Yeah. You know? So speaking of, can you think, is there anything off the top of your head that's like, was some of your favorite moments of this year? Like favorite stories or anything that we did?
Oh, from the podcast?
From the podcast, yeah.
I think our Halloween episode was really good.
I did like
that. I thought the costumes were great.
Yep.
The acting was amazing.
Of course.
I mean, God, we've had some, you know, we could probably pick one thing out of each podcast and be hilarious about it. I mean,
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
We've had some pretty good things.
Decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
From the time we hit record to the time before that when we didn't hit record,
Just recorded the audio and didn't the video.
Back when that first episode, we were here in this room,
kind of situated.
We were facing this way with a green screen behind us.
Yep, and it looked like a dungeon.
It did
behind us a little bit.
Yeah, so
a little bit brighter in here.
We got a little bit better setup now.
Yeah.
You know, we've advanced.
We've moved up. Actually, we've moved up kind of quickly.
Yeah. We got a little ahead of ourselves.
We're a lot ahead.
You know,
everything around us grew and our content didn't.
Yeah, it stayed done. It got weaker, probably.
Yeah.
Our focus has been different.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, but this, but 2021.
Now that this is over with, we can get our content.
We got
this.
Oh, now we're going to step our game up.
Yeah.
So maybe. Be ready.
Maybe. One of my favorite things was the four-seater bike thing when we talked about it.
Yeah.
That was a more recent one.
Yeah,
too. It was like probably just a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Was that the Halloween one? No, it wasn't.
No.
It was maybe one before.
Yeah,
one
it was like two or three weeks ago. Yeah.
So, but that was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was pretty good.
I think, like, now we talk about a lot about gay stuff, but game night at Gay House was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So make sure you go back and watch these.
Yeah.
I
liked the panda one.
Yeah, Panda was good.
Which
we got a good review from Panda on the Panda one for.
Yeah, we did.
You know, ask don't ask guys.
Yep, we did. That was the one they chose to listen to.
Yep,
and we're sorry.
Yeah, I hope they can listen to a different one.
But I have to kind of jump in on that one, on the Panda one.
Yeah,
because I said, if you remember, that I passed this girl and she had a giant stuffed panda in the passenger seat.
Yes.
That was buckled in.
Right.
So I passed this girl again recently.
Different bear?
Well, I looked over and I'm like, it looks weird. And it wasn't a giant stuffed panda in her passenger seat. It was panda car seat covers.
Because there
was a panda head behind her, unless they were doing something freaky.
Unless she was sitting on a panda.
Yeah, unless they were doing something freaky. Mr. Black and White was getting some on the road, doing a little road show.
Yeah.
You know, being a little road dog.
Well, then who was in the passenger seat?
Another panda.
A panda, so, like a panda cook.
Maybe, just looking.
Just watching.
All
right.
But is that weirder? Than having, like, no car seats and a stuffed panda buckled in or like...
So like the seat covers.
Like being kind of hugged by a panda.
I think it's weird to have seat covers.
I think so too.
That look like pandas.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no point in that. You can take, if you had a panda, stuffed panda or real panda or a guy looking like a panda, you can do stuff with that. Take it out of the car.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Like, I feel like if she was like, hey, you need a ride? Get in. I'd be like, okay. Take the whole car seat off and throw it in the back.
You're like,
cool, I'm ready.
Yeah. Like, when you opened up the car door and saw that, what's your first thing you say?
The first thing I say?
Yeah.
I'd probably attack it.
Probably.
I'd just step back and kick it in the face.
Yeah. She's like, no, what? You're like, what? I thought it was a bear.
There was a panda in here.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do?
I think I'd just say nope and shut the door. You crazy bitch.
Oh, you're into the fluff, huh?
Do they have car seats like for... Like car seat covers that are like other stuff like that?
Oh, I'm sure. If you can find panda ones.
Like then. A stormtrooper?
Or maybe you think she just made these?
She
like
she
made them herself?
Like she bought two big stuffed panda bears and took all the stuffing out.
Took the stuffing out of them.
And made seat covers. That's pretty cool. That's actually better.
Because then she's crafty.
Yeah.
You know? Then she's not just like.
Crazy.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean. She's crafty and crazy. You know, that's kind of a cool mix.
It's not bad. It's not bad. You know, creative.
It's kind of like a Martha Stewart, like, you know.
Like new Martha Stewart after she's been to prison.
Yeah, yeah. Like when she's hanging out with Snoop.
Yeah, when she gets a little, you know. I bet she can come up with a good bong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some type of weird pipe.
She can make one out of like a gingerbread house. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
with a smokestack on it. Yeah. Yeah, with
a
chimney.
You open the door as the...
Oh, yeah, you just let it breathe.
And, I die.
That's cool. And then you can just eat it.
Yeah, you probably will, actually.
Yeah, it'll be delicious.
You'll be like, that's cool, man. I eat all the glue and everything.
You weren't supposed to do that, but they got you higher.
I mean,
so
probably would.
Good. Yeah, but I had to make a correction on that.
Well, that's sad, because I like the panda story. The first one better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the panda was good. Yeah, 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 the panda was good. Old Kung Fu Cuddles. But, I mean, I didn't get to see, but, like, it'd be kind of cool if she, like, made the arms, like, go on a seatbelt.
All right.
You know?
Or, like
maybe, so it kind of looked like...
Maybe the armrest.
Well, I don't know. Like, the paw is, like, where you click it in, and then it's just, like, the panda.
I like how panda's hugging you. But, man, wouldn't you be sleepy, though, when you're driving? You'd be sleepy.
You don't go on no long trips, I tell you
that. No. I'd be sleepy going to the store. You be in the cuddle?
Like, I gotta go get gas.
You getting a panda cuddle on the way to town?
You play a little recording of just a panda just...
What sounds a panda make? That's the sound a panda makes?
Yeah, I'm doing it for you right
in
now.
In your head, that's the sound a panda
makes. No, I'm doing it for you right now. I know what a panda makes.
It's a bear.
Yeah, but it's a gentle bear. So it kind of...
So it's retarded. Pandas are retarded.
Yeah. Yes.
They're just retarded black bears.
They're the slow bear.
And they have alopecia. What
they
is
actually,
I don't know. What is it?
They actually call them the slow bear.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was... A sloth's not a bear, right?
No.
What is a sloth?
It doesn't.
Besides sex.
I think it is some form of a mushroom, but I
can't... I mean, it could be.
See them grow them off the back of them a lot. But.
Yeah, they look like one, just hanging off a tree. That's cool. Like,
that's my panda.
How many animals do you think you actually confidently know the noise they make?
Well, I tell you right now, I don't know zebra.
We've established
I don't
that.
Know giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody, I mean, you can know the basics, you know, cow and cat and dog.
Oh, yeah, the farm animals.
You know,
yeah.
There's no way you know all the birds.
No,
you
no,
just
no,
think,
no,
everybody
no,
thinks
no.
a bird's just like, chirp, chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp, caw, caw.
Like, how many birds actually say chirp?
Two.
Probably the chirp head.
Yeah. The red ring chirp head. And
that's probably a bird.
Yep.
We're going to get bird watchers now. Like, It's not that.
And the fat billed chirpy.
that's the northern chirpy. That's how you name birds.
Oh yeah.
I think you can call a bird whatever you want, and everybody would be like, "Yeah, that's what that is."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean,
as long as you put the color in there.
Yeah. And maybe where it's from, like, or a, like a maybe just a, yeah. some form
and
of direction.
Something about how it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a some birds are just named after what they say.
What they do. A woodpecker, dude.
A whippoorwill.
Yeah. Whippoorwill.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Whippoorwill.
Who knows?
Yeah. Hmm. And a hoot owl.
Right. And a hoot owl is not even a thing, is it?
Probably not. I just made that up.
Like, but the people say hoot owl.
A hoot owl. And there's a
nobody says bark dog.
I did once, and you made fun of me.
Yeah, I called you a nobody.
But there's a barn owl.
Right.
And like a barred owl? Is it a barred owl?
A bard?
Is it a bard?
I think that person had a speech impediment.
Oh, it was.
Or that stuffy nose.
Yeah, the barred owl.
That's my barred owl.
Oh, okay.
That's my barred owl.
You really shouldn't have taught class today. Because now, for the rest of my life, I think it's a barred owl.
Yeah, he knew it was a barred owl. No, but yeah. But yeah, there's some animals you just don't know the sounds of.
Well, yeah. I told you the story about... Did I say it on here?
No.
I don't think. Yeah, no, we were just talking. Yeah.
And my wife made a better joke than we made.
Yeah, that's okay. And we'll probably repeat it and say it's our joke.
Probably.
But a zebra. You know, we're doing the... I'm doing all the animal noises for my little girl, and I'm like, a zebra?
Right.
And I just made a horse noise, right? Yeah. It looks exactly like a horse with stripes. And then we looked it up, and no. They kind of sound like a coyote.
Right, yeah, they yip a little. They're a little teethier, though.
Yeah. That's dead on, really.
Yeah.
Look it up. And the only noise we could find for a giraffe was just it chewing stuff.
Yeah, well, that's all it does.
That's all it does.
Yeah.
I said, like... It makes noise down here, but by the time it gets up, it just...
It's faded out. Yeah. If you could hear it down here, it's probably loud as shit.
Oh, yeah. But then it gets to the time of that.
Hey. Yeah, what if they actually talk? They just can't get it out.
They speak English?
Yeah. They're just like...
Dude. It just looks like they're going...
Yeah, by the time it gets up there, they're just trying to overdub themselves.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, yeah. Damn.
So... Yeah, that was a little toy that my little girl had that had all the animals on it.
Yeah.
That I was trying to make all the noises.
Those for. Toys are crazy when they start to, like, is it battery operated?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, we didn't have battery operated ones. We had, like, the Speak and Spells and the See and Say. Mm-hmm. The See and Say was with.
They were, like, hand cranks.
Yeah, or you pulled the string or something, and, like, mm-hmm. it would wear out after so long, and they would be like, brruh, brruh. The cow, brruh, meh. You know?
The cow that. Me.
Yeah, it's great. I used to mess with mine a lot of time. I would like pull the string and it would be like the cow says, and I would hit the thing would be spinning and it would land on the cow and it would say the cow says, and I would move it and it would be like the cow says quack quack, and I thought it was the funniest shit.
He's so stupid. He said quack quack.
I know, that was the start of me not being funny.
Yeah, well, you know. That's actually pretty fun.
So
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So speaking of the kids' toys,
right?
This is a toy that you actually got my little girl for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And
water break.
Yep. You know, the the puzzle thing that we were talking about, I was making the noises for. Mm-hmm. We didn't have batteries in it at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we put batteries in it, kick it on. At the house, she's loving it, doing all... It's alligator and lion and...
Ooh, scary animals.
Yeah. Monkey. And...
Monkeys are scary, man.
She had it on her little table. She's got a little tiny table that she plays on in the living room. It was on there, laying there all day long. Well, it's about 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go lay down. I'm locking the doors, turning everything off, turning lights off. As soon as I turn the living room light off, like doing all this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? I didn't even know it was laying there.
It's like Toy Story.
I'm like, what is that? What is going on? And I'm like, holy crap. And there's a few things laying on top of it. And I'm trying not to be louder, so I'm like moving everything. The whole time it's just going,
Will you turn everything this thing off?
And I flip it over and turn it off, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But that thing was laying there all day long and didn't make a noise.
Yeah.
And as soon as I flipped the light off, it did it right before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm. It's like Toy Story. They're alive. Toys are alive.
Dude, I'll tell you, kids, toys, they don't prepare you for this whenever you become a parent.
No, there's not a book about that.
No. But kids' toys are scary as fuck.
Some of them are. Some of them, like, especially ones that make noise and talk.
Oh, the dolls that talk.
I love you.
Yeah, there's. It's like, this is not, it's so robotic and evil.
Yeah, as you just like walk by the kid's room, it's like,
you're like, what? Yeah.
And that's, are you watching the randomness podcast?
Yeah. And seriously, like when they start to wear out, it's just like that's the other game. Like when they start to have like crazy voices with that. I love you. You're like, that's a tiny girl saying that. Or it just sounds like from the Poltergeist movie or something. Yeah. Where it's like, mommy. Like starts like getting that little reverb
little
in there. Getting that reverb in there. And you're like, that's scary as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when you kick them across the room and you swear they go, I'm going to kill you. Huh? No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's they just don't prepare you for that when you have a kid. You think like,
they don't prepare you for anything when you have a kid.
They don't.
They're like, oh, here's what you do. And you're like, I've never done any of that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going to school.
They teach,
like,
you,
they
how
teach
to...
you all this shit in school, but then when you get out in life, you don't need any of it.
They're like, here's how you swaddle a baby.
Yeah.
I never swaddled a baby.
Nope.
I was like, what? I don't want to sleep. I wouldn't want to sleep like that. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why am I going to make a
you
baby
wrap
sleep
me
like
up
that?
Like that?
No.
No.
They don't teach you none of that. Like, oh, guess what? Your baby's going to shit tar for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the best, though.
You know? Oh, yeah. They don't stink.
They don't stink or anything,
yeah,
man.
But they also don't prepare you for the what comes next.
Yeah.
They just go, you know, here's how you wipe them.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you one little wipe and they go, oh yeah, when's the last time you used one wipe?
Yeah, never.
I use one wipe just to wipe off the wipe that got dirty before I touch it.
Why, like, do you wipe a wipe?
Well, I gotta, I mean, I pick up the wipe with,
oh yes. You pick the wipe up with the wipe.
Yeah. Yeah, kids, man,
I don't think they, nobody said anything to me about changing a diaper. I never even seen it. I've seen it done, like when I was younger.
I think we went to one Lamaze class, like when our first was, like when we were pregnant with our first daughter. Yeah. And like they were like, you know, put this diaper on a baby, you know, and they treat the dads like,
did you put
like,
it on the head?
Like they're fucking retarded.
Did you put it on the baby's head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I messed do
around
it.
With it. I messed around with it. I put it on like a shirt and like, you know, it was like, I put both legs out one hole and like, is this where
that's
you,
why you only went to one class?
Is this where you grabbed your poop?
They
you
went know, through the other. They one. Went get out.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out.
I tried to put the diaper on myself.
You just ripped the doll's head off and put it in the diaper.
Did I do it?
It pooped.
Did I do it?
Is this poop?
I pooped in the diaper and put it on the baby doll. This one's got poop in
you're
it.
Going. This one isn't realistic.
I teach. Hey teach, did I do this one right?
Hey teach, say like you guys are close.
Teach, check this one out.
You're sitting backwards in your chair. Hey teach, like you're the bad kid in class.
Yeah, this one's got poop in it.
Someone already pooped in this one. Looks like man poop.
Oh god. This baby has a turd penis.
Ew. Ew.
Oh god.
Yeah. Having kids is weird.
It is weird. I'm not having any more.
Good.
That's what everybody says. But they're cool when they get older.
Yeah.
You know.
Mine's pretty cool right now.
Yeah, yeah. When they get to the point where they can take care of themselves though, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
When you can go away.
Yeah. Go to bed. And go put yourself to bed.
Yeah, and they want to go away.
They tell you that.
Yeah, can I go away?
They say, go away, Dad.
Yeah, they do, really.
Go away, Dad.
All right, Dad, get out of here.
Yeah.
So, 2021 is coming.
It's coming.
And I can't wait.
So we have some $100 ideas in here. Some left.
Yeah. And we're going to need more for 2021.
Yes. So
feel free to let us know what your $100 ideas are.
Yeah. And we'll, like we've said a million times, 100 times probably.
Huh.
We'll work it out. We'll give it a jingle.
Yeah.
If it's good, we'll do a gosh dang commercial for it.
Gosh dang one. We will.
A gall dang commercial.
We will. So what do we got?
I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know.
Do we ever know? Lay it on
it's
me.
It's yours.
I will,
sure.
Obviously.
It says sock condoms.
Huh?
That's what it says.
It says that? In that order?
It says
sock condoms. Okay. I know why. I remember. Okay. So,
okay.
Everyone knows that guys beat off in socks.
Like, with the sock wrapped around
it? What? No, your dick in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. I just wrapped it around it a bunch.
Oh, you actually beat off with the sock.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Where'd you come?
All on the floor. It was a terrible mistake.
He's like, I don't know.
I never
in my hand, and then I put it in the sock.
Yeah.
Like a sock puppet. No. So, that's the, I mean, generally... I don't know how many people actually do that.
Yeah,
but
I think you do it once. And you're like,
I heard about doing this. And then you're like, that sock's rough. I don't like that.
Yeah, then the next time you get it out, it's just stiff.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like...
It looks like the end of a hockey stick. You've been slapping your puck in it. Your mom's like, is it? What is this? And you're like, it's my sock, Mom.
It must have been all the detergent.
Yeah, you must have put too much starch in it.
Yeah, Mom.
You're like, watch, this is a regular sock.
This is just like a normal sock. Just break a toe.
That's what the end of the sock just breaks off.
You get your toe like stuck in between. Oh, dislocated my toe.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That one was still a little wet. So anyway, so I thought, like, what if that was like super nostalgic for like some guys? Like that was, you know, that's what they did when they were growing up, and then that now that's like the only way they can get hard.
Or they use female socks because they have a foot fetish.
Maybe, you know? Maybe.
Yeah,
but
the same kind of thing.
So now they're like growing up and getting ready to put their dick in a woman instead of a sock. And in order to get hard, they need a sock.
They need a sock.
So then you get a condom that looks like a sock.
Looks exactly like a sock.
It's even, curved. The reservoir.
The reservoir tip has like angle to it.
It's like a 45 angle on it. You know,
and somewhere at the bottom, like down towards, it's got like a rib for the heel.
Yeah, yeah,
that was a big
it's
rib.
It's got a place you put your balls in
for the heel.
For the heel.
For the heel. Why am I entertaining this?
You know. And then you can have like different kinds of socks. You can have
like an ankle sock.
Yeah, or you know, brand wide. You could have a Nike or an Adidas or like.
It's got a check on it.
You know?
Or something.
An and one. That brings up another thing about socks. But sock condoms are like for those guys that just need it to get up and get going.
Yep.
You know?
And it keep your wiener.
Well, it's not made like a sock. It's not like wool. That doesn't. That's not effective.
Is it not?
You get leakage that way.
No.
Yeah. They're only 92% effective.
Oh. Hey. It's B plus.
It's pretty good. That's a B plus. So.
I'll take it. I will take it.
My wife was folding laundry, right?
And she found your sock?
She's like, yeah. She's like, has a pair of my socks. They're black, the sport type socks, right?
Because you're always ready for a funeral.
I'm always ready. Hey, either way, come right off the court, right into the church.
Right into the
funeral home. Yeah. I don't know. But, so she goes, she's, are these your socks? And I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, I didn't know. There's a girl, they have a girl's name on them. I was like, what? She's like, well, they say Andy, A-N-D-I. I was like, you mean and one? And she's like, what? And I was like, did you seriously think I had socks with another woman's name on it?
She personalized them for me.
And I would put them in our laundry?
She personalized the socks for me. It's kind of our thing.
You know?
We're into socks.
And her name's Andy?
And her name is Andy with an I.
With an I?
It's kind of cute.
It's really cute, actually.
Like, she put a heart on top of it.
I mean, if I was, it'd be Andy. It'd
be heart on top.
But I was like, have you never heard of and one before? And she was like, why would I? Where would I have heard that?
Yeah. I mean, that's good point.
I mean, I was like, I don't know. Everywhere that you've seen clothing or heard about sports or anything. Like,
I mean, she's not really into sports, though.
Or anything popular.
Yeah.
That's why she dated me.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? Cool. But anyway, I thought that was
really... Yeah, Andy.
I was just like, mean and one.
You mean and one, right?
You know? She's not good at reading, I don't think.
No.
You know?
Which is weird because she's really book smart.
She's very smart. Well, you know, we pulled up at your house that time and somebody had used like ribbons and stuff in your fence for your dad and it said, hi, Larry. And we pulled up and she was like, who's Hillary?
I mean, in all fairness, they didn't space it out very well.
It's true, but your dad's name's Larry and he lived there. So.
Yeah, well, she probably thought.
She thought, who is this bitch Hillary?
Is that Andy's mom?
Carla is gonna be so mad.
Is that Andy's mom? All right. Second $100 idea.
Yes.
Okay. And this is yours again.
Okay.
Interchangeable face parts.
Oh fuck. I don't know about this.
We'll get it.
Interchangeable face parts.
Interchangeable face parts.
What would I think? Why would I? Okay, maybe I was going for like a, you know.
You watched the movie Face Off.
Like plastic surgery, the way it's going.
And you thought.
Face modifications. That's what I was doing. People get like face modifications and like maybe now, maybe at some point you'll be able to like, I'm going to wear my small nose today or, you know.
I feel like you would just always wear the prettiest ones. You know,
maybe unless you were trying to be like in disguise or something.
Oh, like Private Eye or something.
So, but yeah, that one sucked. That one's probably worse than Reversible Puzzle.
Yeah, you're right.
So please pick a different one.
All right.
Hey, you know, some of these are not
all right.
Good ideas.
This one's mine, and this one's not a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Finally, one of yours. I mean,
because it just says washer and dryer.
Well, they have those.
What?
They have those.
What? Okay. But here.
Is it for not clothes?
Is the kicker.
And why did I say it backwards?
It is for
animals.
Your socks that you're jerking. No. So, it's just one machine. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the top is the washer.
Okay.
The bottom's the dryer.
So it's a stackable.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you throw your clothes in, it washes it. When it's done, chute opens up, drops in the bottom, shuts, starts the dryer.
Okay. I think they already have these. But it's one machine. Yours is different, though. Yours is like a duplex, like a with extra stuff going on. But I think they have a one unit thing that washes it, all the liquid goes out. And then it turns into a dryer.
Really?
I think. But I like your idea better.
It's going to be heavy on top.
Yeah,
I haven't figured out the logistics.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's got potential.
It does. We got two left.
We're going to do them. It's the end
of
the
year. We got two left.
We're going to have all brand new ones for 2021.
We got two left. I'm going to give you this.
Okay.
That's the last one.
I'm going to hold this in my crotch.
I wanted you to get this one. Just because I wanted you to say what it's called.
We going to trade me?
Okay.
Wait.
You just do this one.
Just put it in there.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll do it next.
Okay.
Because I'll
okay.
forget about it already.
Okay. Okay. Wow. We are getting to the bottom of the barrel. Pre-sliced, ready-to-eat meatloaf bread.
Oh, I know what this is. Okay.
Everyone else does, too. That was very descriptive.
This, well, okay, then move on. Okay, so I had this idea, right? Okay, it's
was it pre-sliced, ready-to-eat meatloaf bread?
Yes. No, well, okay, so... Good. So you make a meatloaf, right? Mm. Or they make, you make, you have a loaf of meat, uh-huh, as you would have a loaf of bread, right?
Yes.
And you, you slice it.
Where is that? Yeah.
Right? And it goes into a bag.
Yep.
You know, with a twist tie and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Keep in the refrigerator.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
course, of course. So when you want a sandwich, you get that out and you get two slices of meatloaf bread.
Yeah.
And then you put whatever you want in the middle of it.
Peanut butter.
Maybe jelly. Just ketchup.
Peanut butter jelly.
You know, maybe you put mashed potatoes in it.
Ooh.
And then you eat a sandwich made out of meatloaf bread.
I think I'd put crackers in the middle
of it. You could put crackers in the middle of it.
Yeah, man.
You could put whatever you want in the middle of it.
This
could
is
put,
crazy.
You could put green beans in them.
Crazy. If you wanted to. This is crazy times.
So I had an alternate idea, mm-hmm, that's basically... it's basically a reverse idea. Okay, so you know when you make a meatloaf, you have leftover meatloaf,
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you like to do with it? You know, make a meatloaf sandwich.
A meatloaf sandwich.
My thought was, you don't make a meatloaf like in a loaf pan like you normally do.
Okay.
You get a cookie sheet. You spread it out thin on the cookie sheet.
Ooh.
When it's done, you cut it into square bread-sized squares.
I like right? the way you raise your eyebrows.
And you put those in, like, you individual one in a baggie. You throw it in the fridge, right? You get up in the middle of the night. You come home drunk, man. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, you hungry?
You go get two slices of bread. You, white bread. You come out.
Insert loaf.
Get your loaf middle.
Maybe that's the name.
Maybe. And you I got, you don't have to cut nothing. You just have mm-hmm. a ready-to-go meatloaf
Throw
sandwich.
Some cats up on that.
Fuck me. What if you used meatloaf bread and made a meatloaf meat sandwich?
This is from the last episode. Meat, 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 meat. We do the meat with the meat, meat, yeah. and the meat, 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 meat.
The meat, meat sandwich. But anyway, I thought that was genius.
That's a pretty good idea. But I like the cookie sheet idea.
The cookie sheet idea. I might try that soon, actually.
I like the cookie
it
sheet.
Probably works better than the loaf of bread, meat.
It, yeah,
meat
and it bread. Probably maybe make it like a little thin crisp.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That last couple minutes, you really throw it in the broiler
kinda,
or something.
Yeah, kind of crisp it.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Man. And then just yeah. ready-to-go meatloaf slices.
Mm.
Like deli slice meatloaf.
Mm.
Not that thin, though.
No, not that thin. Not no. that thin. No, no, no,
no, no. Like a thick slice.
Well, not that thick.
I mean, how thick? Half inch?
I mean, how thick's your cookie sheet?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Half inch, probably. You're right. You're yeah, right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I can make it in a cake pan and have super thick.
Like, not be able to eat it. But.
I mean, like, the Big Mac of meatloaf.
Mm.
Big Mac meatloaf?
Man.
You can make anything. You can make a meatloaf taste like anything.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want in a meatloaf.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's
true.
Literally just a loaf.
It's a loaf of meat. And
with meat
you want to
and
put in
whatever
it.
You want to put in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
As long as there's meat in it, it's in loaf form. It is a
it
meatloaf.
It is called a meatloaf. Yeah.
I bet I've made 20 different types of meatloaf.
Dude, you need to write a cookbook.
I'm the Bubba Gump of meatloaf.
Yeah, you were proud of that too. Yeah. You guys said that like you were happy.
I was. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
All right. Yep. We got one.
We got
more
one left. More, and then we're gonna call it a year.
I just want. Yep. I just want to see if I want to hear you say it.
All right.
Say it. Say it.
Poopy.
You said it wrong.
Poopie. No, what is it? Poppy. Poopie?
Poppy.
Poppy. Oh, it's Poppy. I thought it said poop.
You wish everything said poop.
It's a poopy. It's not bad. Pop coffee.
Mmm. Uh-huh.
Like a soda coffee.
Mmm.
It's called Poppy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're getting into the caffeine game now.
We are. Okay.
That caffeine game. So.
So yeah, explain Poppy.
Here's what you do, right? Everybody's got a Keurig.
Pretty much, yeah.
Everybody's got a Keurig. So, filling that bitch up with water all the time. But what if?
I got you.
What?
I got you.
If you start throwing in whatever pop you want.
Like a Mountain Dew.
You could Mountain Dew. Put a Mountain Dew. No, wait. Do like a Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a cinnamon coffee.
Ooh. You know, we might have to invest in a Keurig and do this
just
live
to try it.
And do this on the show.
Okay. Okay.
Like, what can you put in? Can you do that? Anything?
I guess. It's a liquid already. What if you put coffee in where the water goes?
I got too many ideas.
And then do the coffee.
Like a double coffee.
Like a double coffee. You could do just straight
creamer.
Liquor.
You could do creamer.
You could just liquor.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
A beer?
You could put a beer in there? No, yeah.
Yeah, you could. You could.
And we could make our beer with extra caffeine.
That's it. Those apple, like the Angry Orchard ones?
Uh-huh.
That and a cinnamon, or that and like a caramel one.
You could make so many things.
There's so many things. But I'm basically just talking about the caffeine.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
What if you did like a Monster?
Yeah.
This is where we come up with our Bang beer too.
You're right.
Because I think that I've seen they made a Keurig that brews beer. All single right. serve beer. It takes 4 months. But you get one.
You're like, it's a little pod.
And you know, you got to wait for the fermentation process to happen.
For 4 months.
It's almost ready.
Oh, shit.
But that's actually a cool, like, Giants time experiment.
Okay. We can do that.
2021, we're going to do it.
Yep. Maybe the first episode.
Maybe not. I got to find a cure.
Well,
I'm not using mine.
Well, mine, I'm going to need a new one. Mine's getting pretty bad. Mine's making some funny noises. Let's put it that way.
I mean, so technically we could just mix the two things together without a Keurig, but.
Yeah, but it'd be fun.
It'd be so fun.
It'd be fun to put it in there.
Just to see. It would have to run through, right?
I mean, it's just the liquid, right? It's just carbonated water. It's going to, pretty much. I mean, there's a lot of corn syrup.
But hot pop might not be that great.
Yeah, but it's going to be mixed with coffee, so it's going to be worse.
True.
We got to get a good combination, though.
Yeah.
Like, everybody put, like, a good combination. Like, and if you say Sprite in anything, I'll come to your house and kick you.
Whoop your ass.
Yeah. Fuck Sprite. But
okay, would you rather have Sprite or 7-Up?
They're both awful.
Yeah, I don't
like
it. Or
Sierra Mist. Throw them all in the river.
They're all horrible. Yeah. Clear Pop is disgusting.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not good.
But, yeah, I mean, they got so many different flavors of, like, you get a vanilla Coke, pop it in that thing. I like a vanilla Coke, son.
Yeah.
And it probably wouldn't need a creamer or any sweetener because...
Oh, it's so much sugar anyway.
So much sugar in a pop like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like that. I think I'm going to do vanilla Coke in something. Yeah.
I'm not a dark pop kind of guy.
But I'm thinking dark, like a coffee is dark.
That's true. But I put a lot of creamer and sugar and stuff in mine. Actually, I don't put a lot of sugar. I put some creamer in
that. I put creamer in mine, yeah. Yeah. But I probably wouldn't. I'm just going to do it straight if we do it. I'm going to do a vanilla Coke.
Yeah, but a vanilla Coke would be all right.
And, yeah.
Oh, a cream soda?
Oh.
A cream soda?
I changed my mind.
Oh, my God. With
anything. Anything.
You can put any coffee combination that you want in there. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yep.
So throw out some ideas for in the comments
For your poppy.
For your poppy.
What would you what pop and what
coffee would
coffee,
be a good mix.
Tea.
Yeah. Anything you can put in a Keurig.
Yeah. The little anything you can put that has a Keurig pod.
If it's a cappuccino.
It could be hot chocolate.
If it's a frappuccino. If it's a chino.
Yeah.
Any chinos.
Yeah. You got hot chocolate, coffee, lattes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Like a vanilla chai latte with a Dr. Pepper cream soda mix.
We might die. We might die.
Give me a double diabetes.
Yeah, I'm going to have a diabetes attack.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so okay. We might have just invented the new Starbucks. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you might be seeing us in Forbes magazine.
You might be seeing us not here. And, you know, we'll probably still do the podcast.
Yeah.
Just from a better location.
Yeah, from out from under the bridge.
Our private jet.
Yeah, bitches.
While we're drinking some poppy.
Yeah, drinking that poppy. It's actually got a good name, too.
It does.
Yeah.
We could do the Latino community.
Oh, yeah, we could do a commercial. Well, because really poppy. It's just daddy coffee.
Yeah, it's really just,
right.
So, and it would be good in the strip clubs, too.
Mm-hmm. I just think, like, we could have a lot of Spanish women in the commercial and just like,
oh, they're so flamboyant.
You got that poppy.
And then you're like, then they call you poppy after that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
It's just us doing terrible Spanish accents.
I know. We have to get mustaches.
Uh huh.
That's French. That's French.
That's French. That's French, but I don't care. I'll grow my mustache back. Nobody even care.
Nope.
They'd be like, you can do whatever accent you want, dude.
I mean, mustache is its own accent.
Yep. It speaks its own language. A universal language.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to end this thing.
This will be it.
This is it. This is the end of the line.
Yeah, this is where it ends.
We might get canceled. We might cancel ourselves.
Yeah, we've been trying.
It's not true. We're coming back
2021.
So seriously, guys, all you guys, all 75 of you that are still with us,
thank you. For sure.
We could have done it without you, but we didn't.
But it's better with you.
It's better with you. So, so just giving shouts out to all the army of dummies that are out there. You know who you are because you're listening.
Jubby, thank you, brother.
That's right. Derek. You're
fuck
not
you.
Listening.
Fuck
so
you,
it doesn't matter.
Fuck you, D.
Yep.
And Jubby, you're our plus one.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Taunt Thunderstone, the absent professor. No.
Producer.
What's he called? Producer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can go taunt yourself.
That's right. Maybe we get a new producer this year.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we get our old one back. Who knows?
Hopefully. Hopefully we get somebody.
Somebody. Who else? Who else can we shout out? Matt from Fumble Penis.
Yep. Yep.
Podcast. Not just
podcast. Man, not just his fumble.
Not just his fumble penis. We got that guy's from Ask Don't Ask that gave us a good shout out. Adulting with Donnie gave us some play. You know, we've got some momentum going.
Let's keep it going.
Hopefully.
We get rich off of pop.
We're doing some, we'll do some more collabs with podcasts this year. You know, we did start with the Fumble Penis podcast. We did a little shirt exchange. So I should have mine maybe on the next episode. You'll get to see
a dick on his chest.
A dick on my chest.
like everybody wants to see.
Just like my high school pictures that floated around the internet.
Like prom.
Just look out for some new stuff in 2021. And where we'll continue to be random and
mainly dumb.
And mainly the dumb. So, love you guys. And we're out.
Yep. Later.
For the last time this year.
For the last time.
For the last time this year.
Or the
first. Or maybe forever. It's up to you guys. I don't know. It's up to us.
Yeah, it is.
It is up to us. Yeah, anyway.